Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's a new morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in me. It's a new dawning, brand new mercy, yesterday's gone.
Hello, 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 and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking about a topic that many of you don't quite want to mention yet, and that is wrapping up summer. Well, congratulations on making it through the summer, but in a few short weeks, everyone will be in that hashtag back to school mode, and fall colors will find their way into our colorscape. So what can we do to hold on to summer for just a little while longer? Well, join me as we look at five things you can do to keep summer in your heart and in your home. Today's commercial break is brought to you by Stories Podcast, and you can find them at storiespodcast.com. So, what are some things that we can do to keep summer in our hearts? Well, a very simple and easy one is to do that thing with your hair that you've been meaning to do. So if you wanted to get a haircut or get those highlights or even try a new style, well, now is the time. Many times we as women, we put a few little golden highlights in our hair. We may even go up a whole, you know, two or three shades if we're doing the entire head of hair. Highlights are the beautiful colors that make your hair color, no matter what that is, just shimmer and shine. Well, if you've been putting it off, now is a great time. It doesn't have to be something that's drastic because we do only have a few weeks, but it's going to be something that will be pleasant to take into our September, October, November timeframe, especially if we are doing just a little highlight. You'll also be able to look at the wonderful growth of your hair. Many times people cut their hair at certain times of the year, and if that's you and you like to cut your hair every springtime, or for this summer, you can go on and get those beautiful highlights or change your hair color or a new hairstyle. And then come the next time you make a change, you can see how much you've grown, how much you've progressed, both with your hair and as an individual. Number two, and these aren't in any particular order. Number two, wear your favorite flip-flops even when it isn't summer. So during the summertime, of course, we all want our toes out. So not only can we get some sun, but that we can be nice and cool. It doesn't matter if you have air conditioning or you're sitting under a fan, flip-flops becomes part of your attire every summer. Some people wear them in-house. Some people only wear them at the beach. But if you're one of those people who use them as your summer footwear, what's wrong with wearing them into summer? Make them a version of what some folks call your house shoes. Now, house shoes are those shoes that you only wear in your home so that there's no dirt that's, you know, tramped on the bottom of them. Well, with flip-flops, before they're all gone, buy you a favorite, your new favorite pair that can be the one to slip on first thing in the morning before you get your cup of coffee. Just some simple little things you can do to make sure that you are doing what? holding on to summer for just a little while longer. Well, let's go on and take a break. But when we get back, we're going to keep talking about ways that we can hold on to summer before summer wraps up. We'll be back right after this.
Do you know how much you're paying annually in hidden fees to manage your 401k? A 2% fee will eat away half of your 401k over 30 years, and average fees are an astounding 3 to 5%. So is your 401k a benefit or a liability? Is there a better way to save for retirement? One without hidden fees, taxes, or stock market losses? There is. Find out how you can save your family's financial future by calling Wade Taylor at 818-860-0661 or visit iwanttohelpfamilies.com and click on Retire with Dignity.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. We are looking at ways that we can hold on to summer just a little while longer. Wrapping up summer is something that many do not look forward to because summertime is a time to relax, a time to enjoy, and a time to just kind of stop all of the rat race that we have throughout the rest of the year. Now, for those of you that are saying, well, I can't stand summer and I'm glad that it's gone, congratulations to you too for making it through the summer. Now, I love summertime, but I'm more of a cool weather type of gal. So I like fall or autumn and winter best. Even if it snows, I know some folks are saying, but Dr. Angela, I live in Buffalo or I live in Michigan. Well, I loved the snow as well when I lived in the north. So again, everyone has their favorite season. I love summer too, especially if you live in Southern California. It doesn't have as much humidity as you do if you live in the southern parts of the United States. And there's always a beautiful, beautiful, sunny, clear, blue day. And it truly is hard to beat. So what are some things we can do to continue to hold on to summer? You can. Now, many people have forgotten about this very wonderful and relaxing lost art of canning. Some people call it preserves. So all of those wonderful things that you have in your garden, now is a wonderful time to turn them into jams or jellies, to turn them into pickled items, things that you can take into your cold weather months. So now those of you who are listening from Alaska, thank you so much for listening, or even from the colder parts of the country, of our globe, that is, you know what I'm talking about. We want to take our wonderful fresh spring and summer foods, can them or preserve them so that when it's really cold outside and you're not seeing those beautiful green veggies that we like to see in the warmer months, you'll be able to still have brought a little bit of spring and summer into your fall and winter. Now, I know that some of us are going, canning, I can't believe that. We can buy it at the grocery store. You're right. Of course you can. But there's just something special about doing it when it's from your garden and sharing that with your family. Many times your family member will even remember, oh, that was the last of fill in the blank. And it's a wonderful place to be. So what are some other things that we can do? One way to hold on to summer is to have a staycation. That's right, a staycation. Now, if you're not familiar with the term staycation, it was first used in 2005, but it has become extremely popular because it's a word that means having a good time without straying too far from home. That's the stay. And of course, vacation is from vacation. So if you, let's say, like I live in Long Beach. So if I were to have a staycation, I could go anywhere as far as Los Angeles or Orange County, like Seal Beach or Anaheim. Or perhaps I decided that I wanted to have a staycation that's even within my own city. Be it that I'm downtown, maybe I want to go to the East District or go someplace to the northern side of town and stay at one of the more well-known hotels there. You want to pamper yourself as much as you possibly can. It's hard not to want to sell downtown Long Beach to you. That's why I'm there. It is beautiful. You're right there at the beach. You have the beautiful Hilton, the Hyatt, the Renaissance, the Westin. You have all of these beautiful hotels that give you such beautiful views. And it's really hard to beat downtown Long Beach. Stay somewhere where you have a beautiful view. Treat yourself as though you have gone out of town, maybe even across the country, and do all of those things that you've wanted to do. There are some various price points at the different hotels. So if you need to do something that's on budget, you can still enjoy yourself. Or if the sky's the limit, you can enjoy some of the packages that they have there as well. I personally have done it, and it is wonderful. The great thing about a staycation is that your mind really doesn't know how far it is that you have to go to have fun. As long as you're having fun, that's what's important. Now, if you can turn your staycation into a road trip, like you may live just a few miles from where you want to go, but there's nothing wrong with perhaps going the long way around or taking a more scenic view to get there, a way that you wouldn't normally go. You're trying to just shake off your old habits, shake off those things that you would usually do, and experience something new and different. Your staycation can be done alone, with your spouse, or with your significant other. It can also be done with your children. It doesn't have to be something that, again, really puts a dent in your budget. As long as it's something that's fun, that's what's important. Because a simple way to stretch out your summer is to take those little bits and pieces to make memories and take those little bits and pieces into your next season. So what's one more thing you can do to enjoy summer? You can bring the last bit of those flowers into your house or into your office space. So what's your favorite flower? Is it a flower that only blooms maybe here in this country during the summertime? Or perhaps it's wintertime in another country and you really love those flowers, but you can only get them in the summertime here in the States. Well, make sure that you fill your home or your office with that flower as often as you can for as long as you can. And then perhaps you can make something very special with that. Maybe you can do some artwork, or you can dry some of those flowers and put it in a book and have a pressed version of it until the next season. There's so much you can do to make summer last. Well, we need to take a short break. We'll be back right after this. Stories Podcast. StoriesPodcast.com is a podcast for kids where we tell classic fairy tales, fables, myths, and legends from all over the world. Do you listen to iTunes or Stitcher? They are a StoriesPodcast.com. Share with your children Bats, Beasts, and Birds, The Girl Who Kissed the Moon, Paul Revere's Ride, Jasper's Shell, or The Three Little Pigs. You can find them at storiespodcast.com. They're also on Facebook at Stories Podcast. And thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Thank you to everyone who listens here in the United States and around the world. I thank you for making our show international. Without your listening support, where would we be? Thank you. We are grateful. And this is a heartfelt and sincere thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope that you will join me next week, same time, and we will be bringing you those things that are about transitioning. Here in the States, August is a time that we send our students both in secondary school for university, high school, and off to school to learn. So we're going to give you some tips. Alrighty, everyone. See you next week. Bye-bye.